Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey y'all, it's Greg. Welcome to Pillows and Beer Besties. I'm here joined with Nick Norris, filling in for Austin Krold today. Again, wherever he may be, no, he's, I guess, had the flu for a while. He's not feeling well. He wasn't at the gym again today, but that's not going to keep us from hanging with y'all. Man, it's good to be back with y'all. That song makes me feel happy. Listen to this. Hope everyone's having a great day. What's up, Nick? What's up, Nick?
What's going on? I will say, and it's not the flu by any means, but I think you talked about it last time. It is that time of year, though, where my nose, like my allergies are in full swing right now. I'm just getting eaten alive by whatever pollen's out there. It's
I got allergy medicine in my car and I got it inside. Funny because we were designing new candles for our holiday candles yesterday, which we will be testing out in July for Christmas in July. And they're great. They're 3-wick candles and they're awesome. But I fortunately remembered, like, I grabbed the Zyrtec as I was running out of my house and I took one on my way there. And I was like, thank God. Cause this morning I met with my landscaper. We're getting some stuff ready for the spring. And I was a mess.
Yeah, no, I get it from pretty much now. And then like end of April, it just gets worse and worse. Like my eyes is the worst part. That's where I really get it. I just like, and I just have to pretty much wear sunglasses or else I just rub them raw. Right. But anyways,
does medicine help you?
I mean, it does a little bit in like my congestion and stuff. Like I have nose spray and Zyrtec, like whatever the Flonase or whatever it is, nose spray. But yeah, that helps like nose and throat. But my eyes, like even if I use eye drops, they're still just wrecked.
Yeah, the eyes. Are a pain because they can just get so itchy. But I don't get that too often, which is good. I only get that around, like, if I'm around dogs too much. It'll happen.
Are you allergic to dogs?
Yeah, but not terribly. I mean, I am allergic to dogs. I took allergy shots growing up. It's dust, mites, and dogs. And I can get used to a dog though, which is good. But if I'm around a brand new dog, kind of a mess. And like if the dog's dirty, so like I had a flight the other day and like the smell of dogs doesn't bother me, but I smelt them and like they were already on before me and I still smelt the dog, just that like musty, like never bathed, like, and I was across the aisle from them. They were sitting on the window on the other side. And fortunately, like I didn't think of it until I went to my nose like the first time and I was like, yep. And I stood up before the plane took off and took an allergy pill and I was fine. But yeah, it can get me every once in a while, but I just deal with it.
I got not too bad.
Which is usually people are allergic to cats and not dogs, but I'm actually not allergic to cats.
Oh, that's a win. So I did see yesterday, and we got a lot of comments about it. Was it yesterday or 2 days ago that the limo is now officially gone?
Yeah, limo's gone. It never turned into what we wanted it to be because it's funny. It's like a case of like doing something right. You know, we bought a limo that had over 300,000 miles on it, no title, and it really worked, which we didn't have all of the information. We thought it was perfectly fine. It was like, oh, it's just been kept in a garage and never used. But I put like 10 grand into it to fix it up. And I ended up, I was able to find insurance for it, carrier insurance, but I didn't feel something in my gut, like something in my heart told me not to rent it out to use people. It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used it. I let the kids in the community take it to prom. I let Anna Hayward and Graham use it for a birthday, but just something in me was like, it's not worth it.
Yeah, it just breaks down the side of the road on like a bachelorette weekend and then it's just all over.
Yeah, or someone gets hurt. You know, and so because, you know, it was only 2006, but which I guess is almost 20 years, but I think we should have just bought, if we wanted to do the transportation company, we should have bought like a $50,000 limo and trusted the equipment because the demand were there. So many of our besties wanted to use the PME limo.
Oh my God. I think we'd have printed money in the, when people during the peak holiday travel season.
I mean, that was the, you know, the goal. And, but I, you know, when it was time to pull the trigger, I just didn't feel, I felt too, you know, too much responsibility, but
theory reality.
I'm glad I'm getting a little, it sat in the driveway for about 6 months too long. You know, I'm getting better at not being a hoarder. And then I pulled the trigger. I was like, Anna Hayward, limo's got to be gone. Like if you sell it, you can have, you know, 10% of what you sell it for or donate it. But that was back in November. But that's when the charity was like, we don't have a way to get it here because it costs too much to tow. And then I was like, well, yeah, we'll just pay for the towing. So anyway, it's gone now. It feels great. I've replaced it with a dumpster in the driveway because I'm a huge fan of dumpsters. Let me tell you that. I love dumpsters. And
Craig's the redneck of his community.
Yeah, I am. And it's funny because if you look past the 8-foot fence, it's like a gorgeous Florida like resort back there. But the front yard, even Paige last weekend was like, Craig, what are we going to do about the front yard? And, you know, Kev, my landscaper, was here today and he's like, hey, I'm waiting to pull the trigger. But it's just not good. Because I'm going to redo everything. Like the driveway's got to come up. You know, it's old, it's cracking. I mean, it will, like, I love looking out my sliding glass dinner at my back or sliding glass door at my backyard. I want to feel that when I pull up to my front yard and I know it to the neighbors too. It's I'll probably pull that trigger in, July. But so I have a dumpster there now because it makes cleaning up so easy. Like, you know, my house is out of the construction phase. It's into, you know, that next phase. But there's a lot of cleanup and a lot of stuff I don't need. And your trash can can only fit so much. And then it ends up like piling up in your garage. And you're like, all right, well, what am I going to do with all this shit like that you can't give away? And so I have like a 12-foot dumpster delivered and it makes it so fun. I open the garage door and I just launch shit into the dumpster. And I'm like, yep. Like, and so renting a dumpster makes cleaning out your house, like spring cleaning, so much easier. I'm telling you, if you can afford like a couple $100 for the dumpster, like I have a screen, I have old screens that I found in the podcast room attic where you're just like, it just sits there and sits there and sits there. And you're like, well, it doesn't fit in the trash can. I guess I could leave it on the street. No, they're gone now. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's all-purpose cleaner cleans and kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It can be used on hard, non-porous surfaces, like the kitchen, bathroom, and other areas in your home. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From eight sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. Thanks to all our sponsors out there, and thanks to you, besties. It's funny, I was about to say, I think people should have the right to punch paparazzi in the face. but that was some Taylor Swift stuff, and I don't know the full story. But I just, what I can advocate for is general decorum. I feel like that's what's missing in today's society, like manners, dressing nice and carrying yourself well, saying please and thank you. Like just treating people like human beings.
It's nice to be nice.
Yeah, like discipline and general decorum is not what's holding you back or keeping you down. And honestly, it gets you ahead. It gets you way further ahead, and it adds up.
Or at least it used to.
What?
I said at least it used to.
No, it's not. I mean, look, you look people in the, like I, for me, like when I'm in the Sky Club, you know, and they come around to clean your plate or take it and throw it in the trash, or like I'll throw my own stuff away or like say thank you to the custodians. And as much as we want to say that it doesn't work anymore, like it comes around. And even if it's only 1 out of 100 people that it comes around, it does. And also, it just makes you feel better. But like, this is a not an opinion on Tom Sandoval at all, but an opinion on something that he said. He recently was doing like an after show type interview, I think, with Schwartz. And he was doing like the best way to give a homeless person money, and it not be self-serving. And he was like, you just walk up and you say, hey, can you hold this? And you give them the money and then run away. And I said, actually, that's not what you should do. You should walk up. And a big thing that I learned, because a lot of people don't know this, but I do actually do a lot with the homeless. People don't touch them, and they don't have physical touch from other humans. And you might have to take a second to think about that. And look, I know germs are an issue and not everyone wants to touch a stranger, but if you do go up to a homeless person and you shake their hand and say hello, you can instantly see an almost tear-jerking reaction from them. And then if you're not comfortable doing that, even if you are comfortable doing that, ask them their name. And so, you know, the handshake might be a little much for most people, but if you, no matter where you are, if you are going to give someone money, or even if you can't, you say, hey, what's your name? And it'll take them back for a second because they're not used to that, because they're not being treated as humans sometimes. Again, they're put in another category. It's like, well, yeah, it's a homeless person, but sometimes my empathetic side gets to me and I can't imagine, like, I've been stuck at a gas station before and didn't have money. Anyway, you just ask them what their name is and they say like Mary or John, and you say, all right, John, have a nice day. Like, good luck, you know, good luck out there. And then you walk away. And that's how you give a homeless person money or food. Ask them their name and say good luck. At least that's what I've been told by my friends who are homeless. And I wonder if the show will ever feature that. But I don't do it for that reason. So we don't really ever film that. But anyway, the news and all of this shit has just done such a great job of convincing everyone that everyone hates each other. When honestly, I don't know, I travel weekly and everywhere I go, people are being nice to each other and just acting like humans. You know, you see people are disgruntled every once in a while, but like, hold the door for someone.
That's my biggest thing. It's not that hard.
No. And like, you know, I'm a half New Yorker now, partial, whatever, but you really sometimes see people are in such a hustle up there that sometimes they even forget. And, I think it goes a long way just to, you know, or like where, like when you're going on an airplane, like I know people want to be comfortable or like go in public, but take care of yourself, you know?
Oh no, I'm sweatpants and a hoodie on an airplane.
Yeah, I guess it's but shower, you know, like shower. Well, yeah. I don't know.
Well, I saw one of my buddies like posted a story today. He was like, I guess he got there. It was a 6 a.m. flight. So he was like, they need to put a gym in the airport. And I was like, that is a terrible idea because no one's going to shower after working out and the whole plane's going to stink.
They have them, actually. It's funny. I've seen them and been like, who in the world would work out at the gym? But now I get it.
There's one person. There you go.
Yeah. And I guess I'm in that position now. But, you know, like there's a reason lawyers wear suits to court. You know, there's a reason like high finance, high Wall Street people wear ties. And I don't know the appropriate name for the women's dress stuff, but they dress up. And because you perform
until you
better,
hit that certain level.
Yeah, it's just, it's real. And so, you know, I remember, like, I wore a tie to take my bar exam. You know, like, I wore a full suit to take my bar exam. And there was only two of us that did it. I used to dress
to impress everyone.
Well, you dress for the job that you want. Like, it gets you in the appropriate mindset. It has a mental aspect to it. Like, if you put a suit on, like, it's just like putting your tennis shoes on if you're trying to go to the gym. As soon as you put your shoes on, and I have a bad habit of wearing my shoes in the house, but you wear your shoes on and all of a sudden it's like go time. If you put a tie on, like, it's gonna get your mindset right. What?
What's wrong with wearing your shoes in the house?
It's dirty. I'm trying to make it a resolution to not anymore. Like in New York, like I'm like, the heck did I just walk through on the streets?
Okay, well, that's fair enough. That makes a little bit more sense.
Yeah, I mean, there's Paige has a neighbor, God knows what I'm supposed to say now, that's from, yeah, no, the continent's Asia. So she has a neighbor from Asia. Can I say that?
Yes, she's Asian. That's okay.
She's Asian. Yeah. Okay. She speaks Mandarin. Like, I've been in the elevator with her, but they keep their shoes outside of their door. And I was like, I think they have something figured out because honestly, like,
that's old school.
Yeah, but it's, I get it. Like, I don't know. And then you can have like slippers for inside your house. And New York, live it, like being in New York has gotten me there. But like, you're also going to be taken more serious. Like if you walk into a lawyer's office and he or she is not dressed up and they're just in casual clothes, you are immediately, no matter what, going to think that they're not as good as the lawyer that's dressed up. Like when I used to intern and I would wear, I always wore like, you know, like, or like a speeding ticket. Like I would wear a suit to court. Like you're going to be taken seriously and people treat you better. I'm not trying to stray. I'm just trying to say like, if you dress up and go out for the day, like you're going to be in a better mood. I don't know. I guess I see the fabric of society kind of deteriorating. You know, I think there's an agenda behind it. You know, the more that we're convinced that we're the bad guys and everyone hates each other, we, as in like your fellow neighbor, person living down the street with a, you know, that maybe doesn't agree on politics with you, the more that we think each other are the enemy, the easier you are to be controlled, and the easier it is for the government to just do whatever it would like with your tax money. And you have no clue because you're more worried about who Bobby's voting for. I mean, it's genius. It's brilliant. But the more distracted people are, you're just giving power to people, but I don't know. It's anyway, we're gonna take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York. It's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome back to Pillows and Beer. It just feels, again, I'm coming from a place where like I'm traveling, I'm seeing a lot of different cities and stuff, and it's not everyone, it's not everywhere. It's just sometimes you see people and you're like, I don't know. Just wish people better care of themselves. Like, you know, it's,
I will say on your attorney thing, though, I do know an attorney that wears like jeans and a button up to depositions when he's going in against like newer attorneys that are all suited up just to throw him off when he walks in. Yeah, I mean, yeah. To like actual court, he'll go in a full suit, but he'll wear just like jeans and just whatever.
It's awesome. And that, but that goes to my point because your clothes are, they're eliciting a response. Like whether you like it or not, everyone our age still grew up in a time where clothes mattered and like you wore a uniform and stuff. And so, you know, like inherently you're going to judge someone if they're dressed for the job or not. Coming from the complete opposite side of the spectrum, this is for professional kind of manners. And like, if you want to be, have a responsible day, the best thing in the world is when you're misjudged by your clothes, like a pretty woman situation. Like my dad was recently, and he was, he went to a store to furnish the house that they just bought in Charleston. And I mean, the house was empty. So they were just walked in the store and they were going to buy a whole house of furniture. But he was in like his sweatpants, or like he wears like windbreakers, you know, like soccer sweatpants. And they couldn't get like a salesperson to pay him any attention. And then they went to another store and it was the nicest lady in the world. Boom, boom, boom. They were easy. And all my dad wanted to do is like take the receipt back to that other store, because it was pretty, it wasn't him just being like, oh, I don't feel pay. Like he was like, that lady looked me up and down and was like, he's not worth my time.
Oh, I get that shit all the time.
My mom,
that's why I love driving my 96. Like, I'm so happy I'm getting it fixed up again. My 96 black Dodge Ram that just makes me look like such a country hick. And you just get the, I used to drive it to my country club all the time when I lived in Northern Virginia. And I would just get the dirtiest. I would park it right next to like all the super nice Aston Martins, BMWs, and just be that guy. And I loved every second of it.
And that's why, to hopefully be able to bring it full circle, you should never judge someone by what they're wearing, but it is human nature to do that. And so I think you should dress for success. But I don't think that you should ever judge someone based off that. The one thing that my biggest request is just use your manners and treat people with respect.
Don't be a dick.
Yeah. Even if you see someone like, say you see someone wearing like something very polarizing, but they didn't actually do anything wrong to you or people around them, like you shouldn't be an asshole. Like just say hello. You don't have to be friends with them, but like people have been allowed by the media. The media has basically told people that it's allowed, that you're allowed to judge someone and treat them differently because they have a difference of opinion than you. And this might annoy, like this might be frustrating for people to hear, but at the end of the day, it's not. Like a difference of opinion is not a personal attack, even if you've been told that by whatever news you watch. Said like, well, yeah, it is a personal attack because you believe this. No, no, you don't. There are two parties. That's it. There's two things. And guess what? We're all very, very similar. We're all right here in the middle. But you have to push one of two buttons. And just because you push one button that's different than another person does not mean you deserve to not be treated well by those around you. Now, if the person would come out and say something ignorant, then, you know, treat them with the knowledge that they're an ignorant person. But don't just the assumptions, the assuming, like, I don't know. It's just people need to spend more time, like go to like the islands and just see how there's still a sense of community. People work together instead of like being divided. I don't know. What do you think of my rant today, Nick?
I think it was good. At the end of the day, like you said, pretty much it's nice to be nice. Dress appropriately. If you're going to a meeting with someone, don't show up in ripped jeans and a wife beater or something like that. Dress nice for people. Like, just be nice. Be presentable at the end of the day. You don't have to be.
And then when you get wealthy enough, you can wear whatever you want. But you have to.
Yeah,
You have to get to a certain.
Yeah, no, you earn your stripes, I guess.
Yes.
And in that case, do not wear stripes. But like, if you're going to like a college interview or something, wear nice. You don't have to wear a suit necessarily, but wear a button up. Don't go in with a t-shirt on acting with a backwards hat.
It's the same reason. Like I just filled up a couple bags. Like my suits that I don't fit in anymore and dress clothes, like we have a separate giving for that, because we do on Sundays, we do we give clothes away or out to the homeless. And so you can come up and pick through everything. But for the suit, like, it's hard for people to get a job if they don't, if they can't dress presentably, which is really tough. But that's what I mean. If you have the ability to dress nicely and presentable, you should. And if not, help others do it. I don't know. It's a peek into Craig's ADD brain, which just is so loud all freaking day. And I try to quiet it.
Like a voice recorder.
Yeah.
Like those people that just walk around just talking into. Yeah, but it just gets it out of you.
Yeah.
What, if you ever go to.
So, okay. My version of that is notes on my phone. If I write it down, it actually completely silences it from my brain. It's just, I think my brain is trying to remember it. And so it can't find a place to store it. Like whatever it may be, it's the short-term memory is what is so loud. And by writing it down or dictating it, that's a good idea. Maybe I'll start doing that.
Because now they're going to start doing, they got programs now that the AI listens to it and summarizes it for you, what you said.
That's great. That's like, what's his name on Suits? He always was dictating stuff.
Oh, what's his name? Lewis. Guy.
Lewis.
Lewis.
Yeah, so writing recording. Things down, like at night, if it gets too loud, I'll just write in my notes. The shower gets loud. Music helps with that. But what's funny is like, as soon as like
your dreams.
Oh, my dreams are very intense. And
like, I had a dream. I mentioned myself last night. I had a dream within a dream. It was so bizarre when I woke up this morning. Like I was extra tired because it felt like I had like a whole event going on. It's like it was so weird. Yeah, I know. I was so confused when I woke up.
Yeah, the writing things down helps. Oh, what was I going to say? Walk around and talk into your phone. Thinking about doing a radio show on Sunday mornings. Something that I'm going to do, a little passion, personal project. Nick will be around for this if you would like, Nick.
If it's Sunday mornings, I can do that.
I not early morning, but like 10 or 11, I want to do a radio show every other Sunday. We're going to have it set up so that you can leave me voice notes and voice messages and we'll play them and then I'll respond. Kind of like questions from our besties, except it will be audible. Just a half hour. I miss you all on weekends. And sometimes I don't always like, you know, Austin and I's schedules don't always meet up. And I just think I have more to share with y'all. So Sunday mornings with Craig.
Is this a podcast or live show?
It'll be a live show.
Okay.
We'll make Jerry as nervous as possible, but hey,
I was going to say, Jerry's going to be like, Nick, pull the plug. He will not let you do it if I'm not on there.
That's fair. I did watch What Happens for years with a 5-second delay. So we don't want to jinx it, but yeah, I'm excited for it. So until next week, y'all. We actually are going to have our good friend Ben Soffer, boy with no job, Claudia's husband, Josh Peck's podcast partner, and just all around great guy. Ben from the Good Guys podcast will be on our Thursday episode. We're recording in person in the studio here in Charleston. He's going to come visit for a night. I am getting involved with Spritz.
Got the home show coming up.
What?
You got the Atlanta home show coming up, right?
Yeah. When is that 2 weeks or 1 week? 2 weeks.
2 weeks. Come see me in Atlanta. Right?
Yeah. And just so you know, when I do the home show, we do a little fireside chat, which just means I talk to the host, on stage for about 45 minutes. Then we do 20 minutes of questions or however many questions people have. And then I'll do a meet and greet where you know, we can take a picture and hug each other and say hello. You know, it's not an extended hangout, but we get to say hi and everything. So, but until then, besties, I love you all. Smile at someone, hold the door for someone today. And we'll see you next week.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
What's up, Pillows and Beers listeners? I'm Reality Steve. If you're a fan of The Bachelor and all things pop culture, reality TV, you should check out my show, The Reality Steve Podcast, a daily show about The Bachelor, other reality TV shows you may be watching right now. I definitely throw in a lot of Taylor Swift talk and so much more. Search Reality Steve on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.